Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective. And this morning I'm here with Michelle Benson, the Chief Development Officer for the Virginia Peninsula Food Bank. How are you doing this morning, Michelle?
I'm doing great.
Well, first, thank you so much for coming in this morning. So let's get to talking about the food bank. What is your service area?
Well, I represent the Virginia Peninsula Food Bank, so we serve the cities of Newport News, Hampton, Williamsburg, and Pocosin,
okay,
and then the counties of Gloucester and Matthews, James City, York, and Surrey County.
And what is food insecurity?
Food insecurity is when people do not have enough food to lead a healthy, active lifestyle. You know, we're all supposed to have 3 meals a day. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be nutritionally balanced.
Yeah.
I can't say that I always personally follow that, but in order to have a healthy lifestyle, that's, you know, what we need to have.
And how many people would you say you serve?
We serve, based on our Map the Meal Gap study, this is done every year by Feeding America.
Mm-hmm.
Feeding America is sort of the corporate umbrella over all of the food banks. They're based out of Chicago, Illinois, and they do this study every year. And what they found is that we have about 14% of our population that is classified or defined as food insecure. And that translates to almost 75,000 individuals across the greater peninsula in that service area. It's very unique. Hampton Roads, all of Hampton Roads, has the highest food insecurity area of anywhere in the state. The state average is actually 11.2%. So what that means is we have more need here in all of Hampton Roads than the rest of the state. And so that's why we're always very grateful to do these types of interviews so that we can get the word out and let people know who we are and what we're doing. Now, a study that they used to do every few years was called Hunger in America.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, they've stopped that study, but the last one they did was in 2014. And what that taught us was that although our food insecurity rate was one number, the actual number of people that we served was over 150,000.
Wow. Yeah. I would have never thought that.
So it basically doubles the factual, you know, Map the Meal Gap study. But Hunger in America actually gave us an opportunity. We did the study in our service area. We would go out to our partner agencies and we would talk to the people who were actually receiving the food. So it was very hands-on. It was a very open discussion.
Mm-hmm.
We could ask them how many people lived in their household, how old they were, the demographics for them. And that's where we learned 152,000 individuals that we were helping. So again, I just let people know that there is tremendous need within the greater peninsula community and all around Hampton Roads.
Now, 150,000 people, that's a lot of people. How does the food bank work to help all those people?
The way that we work, it's funny, a lot of people don't quite understand how a food bank operates. We do put out emergency food. You know, somebody can come to the food bank and get assistance from us.
Mm-hmm.
But the core way that we work is we work with partner agencies. They are mainly churches and other faith-based organizations. They can be community centers, civic groups, whoever wants to feed a group of people. And basically, they're known as our partner agencies. We work with over 170 of them. And they come to the food bank, and they get the food that's needed, and they take it back out into the community.
Okay.
So we actually warehouse the food. The food comes into us. We know exactly what we have at any given time. And then we put it out on a shopping floor. It's very similar to a grocery store.
Yeah.
We provide shopping carts. And our agencies come in and they go through and they know what their needs are to feed the community. And so they can come in and get it from us.
Where do you get all the food from?
We have partnerships with all of the retail stores in the area. I cannot say enough good things about our local Walmarts, our local Farm Freshes, our local Food Lions.
That's awesome.
Kroger, Harris Teeter. We also have great partnerships with Smithfield Foods. They're, of course, based out of Smithfield, Virginia, and they are just huge partners of ours. They help us both financially and they help us with food donations.
Okay.
And all of these stores and companies that I've mentioned, they're not just helping the Hampton Roads area, they're helping the entire country. Through the Feeding America Network, they have developed the national partnerships, and then we work on the local level to strengthen those partnerships on a local level to get those donations.
How much food do you think you would distribute in a year?
Well, last year we run on a fiscal year basis, and so our year ended on June 30th, and we actually distributed almost 12 million pounds of food.
Wow.
That is a lot of food.
Wow, that's
and
a lot.
How that translates into meals for individuals, it's the equivalent of almost 10 million meals.
That's awesome.
It is. It's great to be able to be out in the community and to feed people. It's very sad that there's that much need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's kind of a catch-22. We love to do it, but I would love to have no hunger issues in our country. You know, mm-hmm. you don't want anyone to ever be hungry. I love what I do, but I'd love to be out of a job tomorrow in terms of there being no hunger. Mm-hmm. I certainly don't want to leave my job.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
You're passionate about it.
Very passionate. Mm-hmm. And I just wish that people didn't have to be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very sad situation, and it's everyone. It's children, it's adults, it's seniors, it's veterans, it's anyone.
Mm-hmm. How can the community help?
There's all kinds of ways. First and foremost, you know, I think this has become very prevalent during the hurricane relief efforts. Donating money to your local food bank is the absolute number one way you can help.
Okay.
We can stretch a dollar and make it work, you know, way better than anyone can at the grocery store. For every dollar we receive, we can provide 4 meals.
Wow.
It's a lot. And so I like to tell people, you know what, give up a cup of coffee one day a week. They are about $4 to $5, mm-hmm. we'll say $5. At that point, you've fed someone for an entire week, and all you've given up is a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can do a lot with $1, $2, $10, $100, you name it, we can stretch it. Other ways that people can help, we're always reaching out to civic groups to do food and fund drives. I think I get into that a little bit later, but that's an opportunity to help. You can always volunteer your time. We cannot do the work we do without our wonderful volunteers. Mm-hmm. Last year, we worked with over 6,900 volunteers.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. And they donated over 27,000 hours. So that's the equivalent of 13 full-time employees.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good stuff. You volunteer your time, volunteer your talents.
Now, tell me a little bit about your backpack program.
The backpack program is probably one of the favorites among food banks. It was developed in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers were noticing children were very, very excited to come to school on Monday mornings. And if you talk to any teacher, children or any parent, it's hard to get kids out of bed on Monday
yeah,
morning
I'm
to go to school.
I'm thinking about myself, like, that
yeah,
wasn't me.
Right, it's hard to get ourselves out of bed to
yeah.
go to work. But they knew when these kids, they thought, what is going on? These kids are so excited to come in here.
Mm-hmm.
And what they figured out is these children hadn't eaten since Friday afternoon.
Oh, no.
Yes. And so the backpack program was designed. It's a backpack full of food that they can take home over the weekends so that they have meals on Saturday and Sunday when they're not in mm-hmm. school. Our backpack program takes place in Title I schools. Title I schools means that over 50% of the children that attend that school qualify for free or reduced breakfast and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So we know we're in schools and helping children who truly need it. We have 25 sites that we're in this year. We work with 25 schools, and we pack 1,500 backpacks
wow.
every week. It's a lot.
Wow.
So that, again, is where those volunteers come in handy. They mm-hmm. help us pack those bags.
What are your most needed items?
The most needed items are canned goods.
Okay.
Like I told you, we have great partnerships. Smithfield Foods makes sure that, you know, we have all the pork products that we need. We're able to utilize that and share with other food banks in the region and get some poultry products and beef products. So we have the frozen meats. We can always use more. But the one thing that we really go for is canned and dry goods. We're always looking for canned vegetables, canned
okay.
fruits, canned protein, like your canned chicken or canned tuna, canned
mm-hmm.
ham, any type of canned protein. We love pasta meals, your spaghetti and meatballs, your beef ravioli, lasagna with meat. It's good meal types. We're also looking for dry goods like your mac and cheese, your rices,
mm-hmm.
your instant potatoes, things like that. So, you know, always remember canned goods. But if you go to our website, hrfoodbank.org, we have a list of our most needed items.
Perfect.
And most of the time what people do is they'll, you know, copy and paste that. And when they,
at the store, they could see and pull it up.
Absolutely. They know exactly what will help us the most. Mm-hmm. We're grateful for everything, but we do have a most needed item list.
What types of tasks do volunteers do?
Our volunteers help us with all kinds of things. We have a little bit of clerical work that we help them do. We have them, every bit of food that comes into the food bank gets sorted. It comes into our warehouse. We pick up from retail stores, as I mentioned earlier. We pick up every day. Every bit of food that comes in is weighed, and that's how we know exactly what's coming into the food bank. And every bit of food that goes out is weighed out. Mm-hmm. And that's how we know how many meals we've distributed. And I'm kind of off subject here, but we have a really it's a very concise inventory program that we can tell you exactly how much fresh produce comes in, exactly how much
frozen meat. You have to know what you've got.
Mm-hmm. You have to know what goes out in the community. But if somebody asked me, not at this moment, but if somebody, you know, wanted to know exactly how much dairy product went into the city of Newport News last year, I can pull it up
and
let them know. And so it's a very good program. So we know exactly who we're feeding, what communities it's going to,
how much you're feeding.
Exactly.
Of what,
And then we can also pinpoint where the holes are. You know, where we need communities we need to get more food into, where
or maybe you didn't give enough of a certain type of food last year, so you need to get those donations in or something like that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You've got it.
Yeah.
But getting back to volunteers, I'm sorry, I digress.
You're fine.
Every bit of food that comes in has to be sorted through. And so everything that our trucks, obviously if it's refrigerated or frozen, it goes immediately into the refrigerator and freezer, and we look at it when it comes out. But all of our canned and dry goods, we have a sorting room that it goes into, and we have crates that everything's put into. We check expiration dates. You know, one of the misconceptions is that we can't take expired food, and we can. The only food item that we can't take that's expired is baby food, and that's because babies just haven't developed strong immune systems like we have as an adult.
Makes sense.
Yes, and we don't want to take a chance with them. So even if it's a day old, it gets tossed. We have to keep everything up to date with baby food, baby formula. We always need that, and that has to be in date. But other things, we follow the USDA guidelines as to how good things still are. Mm-hmm. And I don't have them memorized. We have somebody that works in that room. But, for example, a canned good could be good for 2 to 3 years. A tomato-based one is somewhere between 18 months and 2 years, I think. But we do follow all the USDA guidelines, the United States Department of Agriculture. We check to make sure that cans, they can have dents, but they can't have big dents where air could get into them, or splits in the crease and things like that. So we sort. Other things, we need our shelves stocked. They can stock our shelves. We pack backpack bags. Mm-hmm. We have volunteer groups come in and do that. And we pack USDA bags for our mobile food pantries, and I'll get into that a little bit later as well.
What is the Kids Cafe program?
Our Kids Cafe program is a program where we provide hot, nutritionally balanced meals to kids who are in after-school programs. You know, a lot of times the people that we help, their families, they're working. It can be a single-family home or a home with a mom and a dad. But one thing's for sure, they are working.
Mm-hmm.
And so when school gets out, these days it kills me. Schools get out at such different times.
I know.
We'll say anywhere between 1 and 3.
Yeah.
And parents, you know, if you have a job, most people, not you, but most people get off between, you know, 5 and 6.
Yeah.
And so when school gets out, their children go into these after-school sanctioned programs. They can be at our faith-based organizations that are partner agencies.
Or even
they can be at
Boys
community
and Girls
Center,
Clubs. And...
Boys and Girls Clubs. They actually run their own program.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. You know, a great nonprofit. They do wonderful work. But yes, places like that that provide nutritionally balanced meals. We have an executive chef. We're currently looking for a production chef to help him out, but he works with a group of people, and they prepare meals for these kids.
Aww.
We currently have about 10 sites. We're looking to grow that, waiting for, you know, a little bit more paperwork to be done, but we're doing about 500 to 600 meals every day for these children. So it's a great, great program to make sure they get good meals.
And what about the culinary training program? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, perfect timing. The culinary training program works hand in hand with our Kids Cafe program. It's a program that is run by our nutrition department. It is just like a job. Basically, it's a 12-week program that you do an application to get into. You write an essay as to why we should choose you. You go through an interview process.
Okay.
And if selected, it's 12 weeks. It's just like a job. It's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You come in the mornings. In the mornings, you go into our kitchen and you learn culinary skills. It is neat. You work with our executive chef and our production chef, and you're helping prepare those meals that go out in our Kids Cafe program. So it's a total win-win. You know, our executive chef, Tyrone, he is fantastic. I can't say enough good things about him, but he cannot do 600 meals himself a day.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Actually, he probably could, but the culinary training program does provide an avenue to help him with that. While he's doing that, he's teaching them these culinary skills on how to prepare the meals. And then in the afternoon, they go into the classroom and they learn life skills. They learn leadership skills. They learn things like time management, conflict resolution, how to write resumes, how to perform well in interviews, all kinds of life skills that you need to keep and maintain jobs.
Yeah.
And so when they graduate from this program, again, it is a 12-week program. They're not paid to be in the program. And so it is a tremendous commitment. But at the end of it, if you graduate, we usually start off with about 10 to 12 participants, and about 3 to 5 on average will graduate. So it is very rigorous. It's ROTC based.
Yeah.
We bring in retired military personnel in the afternoons to teach some of these leadership courses. And, you know, when you're in the military, you can't play games. They take everything very seriously, as they should.
Uh-huh.
And so when they graduate from the program, they're very well-rounded. They are, they're fit for the job market, and our employment rate is over 90%. They are pretty much guaranteed, if they pass this program, if they graduate, to get a job.
Wow.
We have partnerships in the community with Christopher Newport University, Colonial Williamsburg, Farm Fresh stores. They know, these corporations and companies know, that if they've gotten through this program, they're more than likely going to be a very, very good employee for them.
What is a food desert?
A food desert is an area where there's not a grocery store near you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say 1 mile, some people say 3 miles, but basically you live in an area where you're not close to a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the people that we serve, you know, they're living paycheck to paycheck. They're having issues with finances. They need help, you know, with food. A lot of them have transportation issues as well. And so if there's not a grocery store near them, you can't walk miles upon miles upon miles to get food. And so, you know, they're spending money to pay for taxis and Ubers and all the popular things, transportation. But again, that takes money.
Mm-hmm.
And so a food desert is an area where there's no grocery store near. And what we try to do is go into those food deserts and provide food to those communities.
And is that what the mobile food pantries do, that program?
It is.
Okay.
Timing is absolutely perfect, actually. Yes, our mobile food pantry program is where we take food into the communities. We do try to get into as many food deserts as possible. And even if they're not food deserts, we go into low-income communities. Some of our mobile food distributions, we have about 31 sites that we do every month. 11 of those sites are in our senior living communities. They're low-income communities where seniors live. You know, they're living off their Social Security. They're living off their disability. I can't say enough good things about our seniors. They are amazing people. At some of our sites, they do come to get the food.
Mm-hmm.
But at some of our sites, we actually deliver to their homes. And it's really rewarding. I got to tell you, I love what I do. But my favorite thing to do is to hand a bag of food to someone who needs it, or a box full of food. And when you go into their home, they're so excited to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And they just love to see you. They love to get the food. You know, they're like, come on in.
Aww.
You put it on their counters or on their tables, wherever you want it. And a lot of the times, not always, but some of them just look at you and say, thank you so much. And they wrap their arms around you and give you a hug. And it's really, it's just the greatest gift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can look at it that we're helping them, but they're really doing a lot for us in return.
Why is September so special to your organization?
I realize it's October, but I always like to point out for people, September is actually Hunger Action Month.
Okay.
And September is where it's a national campaign to create awareness about the issue of hunger all around the country. Mm-hmm. But I love doing interviews, and I always ask this question about September because I want people to know that that's the month that there's a national awareness campaign, but people are still hungry the other 11 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I will have that question asked in October, November, December, March, April, May, whenever it is. September is the big month when, you know, there's a lot of awareness and a lot of attention drawn to the issue of hunger, but it is an annual problem. It's not just during that month. It's not just during the holiday season. You know, we get a lot of donations around the Thanksgiving and Christmas time period. I am so grateful for this opportunity to talk to you today because we're getting into that time
mm-hmm.
where people really think about hunger and they donate more. You know, that's when we get probably about 60% of our donations
wow.
come in the November, December time period. So we need them. We're very grateful for them. We certainly want them to keep coming. But we do constantly want to remind people that hunger is an annual issue. You know, people tend to forget about us January through August, and especially during the summertime. And so we're always out and about in the community trying to remind people. It's not that we don't want the donations, and again, we're not grateful for them because we very much are and we desperately need them. We want everybody to have a great meal during the holiday season, but we just want to remind people, you know, we're here all year long feeding mm-hmm. people.
Now tell me a little bit about your annual fundraising event, Tastefully Yours.
That's a really fun event. That actually takes place in April of every year. It is, you know, if you have a calendar handy, mark it down, April 12th of 2018. I know it seems like a long way away, but time sure does fly.
Oh, it does.
It goes
quickly. I mean,
quickly.
We're already in October.
I know. It's Halloween's around the corner, and you see Christmas decorations
yeah,
in some
I
of
know.
The stores. So it does fly. But our Tastefully Yours is our largest annual fundraiser. It's a food, craft, beer, and wine tasting event. And
okay.
it is fantastic. We have about 36 to 40 restaurants that participate. They bring a sample of their food. They mm-hmm. can display whatever they want. They can do an appetizer, they can do a dessert, they can do an entree, whatever it is they want to feature, they can bring. We have sponsorships, like I said, craft beer and wine. We have tastings of those, and it's a $50 ticket, so it's all you can eat for $50, all you can drink, everything's included. We have a jazz band that plays from 6 to 8
mm-hmm.
at when it goes on, and then from 8 to 9:30, we bring out Colonial DJs. Jeff comes out, he helps us every year, and he starts playing the music, and people dance and have a great time.
That sounds fun.
It is. It's a very fun event.
I'll have to come
it
out
attracts,
to it.
I hope you will.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
I encourage everybody to come. It attracts about 1,500 people attend this event,
okay.
and it is a lot of fun.
And it's on the peninsula.
It's on the peninsula. It's
okay.
at the Hampton Roads Convention Center, and this year is very special for us because it's going to be our 25th anniversary.
Wow.
So we're very excited. 25th is silver, so you'll see a lot of silver within the decorations. And it's also, again, it's $50 a ticket, but the one thing I want people to take with them from the event, you're going to come and you're going to have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be well-fed. You're going to enjoy some beverages. You're going to be entertained. It's going to be a great time. But your $50 ticket, not only all that, but you've provided 200 meals
wow.
to help feed the community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great event.
Now, how can our listeners learn more about the Virginia Peninsula Food Bank?
You know, come to our website. It's hrfoodbank.org. We've got all kinds of information on there. I like to think it's user-friendly. If you don't think so, call me. I'm always up for criticism and ways we can make things better. But it gives you ideas of how you can run a food and fun drive. We've got all the information on there. We provide the boxes.
Okay.
We encourage the community to do these food and fun drives. It's an opportunity for civic groups, schools, sororities, fraternities, anyone can do them. Corporations,
mm-hmm.
sometimes we have competitions among competitions. Right now, Virginia Tech and Virginia, the local alumni are doing competition.
Oh.
But basically, we look for you to donate food and donate funds. All the information is on the website, hrfoodbank.org. You can also, you know, like I said earlier, please donate.
Mm-hmm.
Think about us. You know, the year's coming to an end. Tax season's coming around. A lot of times people are trying to figure out good, solid organizations that they can donate to, that they know that their funds are going to be used appropriately in
mm-hmm.
a good way. The Virginia Peninsula Food Bank is the one, and a dollar equals four meals.
Tell me about the Bank of America Give a Meal program.
That is actually going on right now, and
perfect.
It is fantastic. Bank of America will actually double your donation. So if you give $5, they'll give $10, and your $5 donation becomes a $15 donation.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do that up to $1,000.
Wow.
So our goal is to have $25,000 donated by October 31st. The program runs a little longer than that, but the funds do run out,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're doing this all across the country.
Wow.
And basically you donate, you go to hrfoodbank.org. We have a slider. It's the Bank of America Give a Meal Plan.
Okay.
You can make a donation. If you do $1,000, it becomes a $3,000 donation. If you do $100, it becomes a $300
mm-hmm.
donation. So it's a really good time to make your donation triple the effect and the impact. So I encourage everybody to go, again, I can't say it enough, hrfoodbank.org.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for coming in today to talk about the Virginia Peninsula Food Bank. One last thing I'd like to ask you, is there anything else you'd like to leave with Hampton Roads today?
Yes, I just want people to know that the face of hunger is anyone. It can be me, it can be you, it can be your neighbors,
mm-hmm.
it can be someone you attend church with, it can be somebody you attend school with. You never know who's hungry.
Yeah.
You know, it's very humbling to have to ask for food and to need food. And so people don't come right out and say, hey, I need your help. And so you never know who it is. And so people like to kind of put their own face of hunger, and you know, people always have it in their head who they think it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Assumptions, perfect word. People always have the assumptions of who they think it is. It's not that person. It might be that person, but it's so many others that you may not realize that they're hungry. So, you know, always be willing to help the person next to you, you know, whether you know them or not. Keep in mind, you can't do anything if you're hungry. Children can't learn. It's hard to work. You're not healthy. Health issues arise when you're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many issues that develop from hunger. So just keep in mind, it can be anyone you know.
Well, thank you again for coming in. And if you'd like to get more information on the Virginia Peninsula Food Bank, be sure to visit their website at hrfoodbank.org.